Federal funding for domestic violence and women's shelters from the Victims of Crimes Act, or VOCA, has been decreasing in recent years. The Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, or CDVSA, is an organization within the Alaska Department of Public Safety that directs federal funding to victim services programs within the state. In a letter sent on April 1st, CDVSA Executive Director Diane Casto wrote that VOCA funding would decrease by about a third from the previous year. This would affect shelters like Tundra Women's Coalition and Emonic Women's Shelter in fiscal year 2022, which begins in July. Joanne Horn is director of the Emonic Women's Shelter.
Everyone was like, what is everybody going to do? What are the shelter programs going to do? It was devastating news.
Bethel's Tundra Women's Coalition executive director, Eileen Arnold, explained how that decrease in federal funding would affect her organization's bottom line.
It's like 20% of our full annual operating budget. It's deep. It's significant.
She said with that large a funding cut, TWC will have to think about eliminating services.
That amount of money would equal like the entire Children's Advocacy Center, or it would be the entire shelter. These are terrible choices.
Arnold said that the Women's Coalition could also consider cutting part of every program.
But that's just as difficult because our staff are already under-resourced and overwhelmed with work.
Horn said if they can't find more money, the Emonic Women's Shelter would likely have to cut the number of its advocates. Advocates answer crisis calls 24 hours a day for the 13 villages that Emonic Women's Shelter serves. They also arrange accommodations for women and children at the shelter and coordinate with law enforcement. Arnold is hoping that the state can help fill the budget gap that a decrease in federal VOCA funding will create. Arnold is asking people to call their state legislators to advocate on behalf of their shelters.
I hope that TWC has helped people in this community. And for the people that it has helped, I hope that they would tell our legislators that.
There is a House Finance Committee hearing Friday to share public testimony on the state's operating budget. That hearing is at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, April 9th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.